Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
He is expected to be ready. He's gonna start a throwing ramp up next month, meaning October, and get some throwing in before the holidays, and then prepare for the season after that as he would. So there's nothing to medically suggest that he won't be ready, and he's very determined and very unhappy about what happened last year. I think he's kind of got an underdog, under the radar mentality right now, which is good. And I think he's due for some good luck on the injury front after what happened last year. That said, we're cognizant that he threw zero innings and that he finished 2024 hurt. And so we're going to have to kind of plan with those realities in mind. But I am bullish about his situation.
So bullish that Mike Elias, and that was the end of the season press conference, he traded Grayson Rodriguez last night for outfielder Taylor Ward. This was a weird situation, guys. I'm watching the college basketball on ESPN. I literally fall asleep for, I think, 5 minutes, and I pick up my phone in a daze, and I go to Twitter and it says, "Thank you, Grayson." And I was like, "Thank you, Grayson, for what?" Just scrolling. They traded Grayson Rodriguez for Taylor Ward. So I guess I'll start, Jason, your initial reaction to the deal.
I think it's just unfortunate that we've got another instance here where the Baltimore Orioles franchise, and this predates Mike Elias, this goes all the way back, you know, it predates Arrieta. Like, you can take it back to the Rocky Coppinger days and probably before that.
It's Messina and...
I mean, they just can't get it right with premier starting pitching prospects. They can't get it over the hump. They can't get it to translate to the majors. They just, it's been such an organizational, institutional failure. And a lot of people want to say how smart Mike Elias is and this or that. He was handed the best right-handed starting pitching prospect in baseball. He inherited him.
Mm-hmm.
He was handed it to him. Never built his innings up. Never challenged him in the minors, called him up later than he should have, couldn't help him navigate through multiple injuries at a time when we talked to the Leo Mazzonis of the world. And we also talked to more analytically bent people. And anybody who knows anything about pitching is like, wow, it's weird with that history with Latch. Now you would try to have him add a pitch. And now you would try to have him change his delivery even more. And it's been a blight. It's been one of the reasons why there hasn't been a parade here since I was in grade school.
Yeah.
So that's just sad. I mean, you think of what it was like when this kid, you know, got to Bowie.
Gas cans going,
right? Because it was mostly Delmarva the year before.
Yeah.
You know, he was underage, so a lot of people aren't going to drive to Delmarva to see him. No, we did several times. Home and road. Saw him at Wilmington, saw him at Hagerstown, saw him numerous times at Delmarva. But to think, like, when he kind of got to the mainland and what that was with the gas cans and everything, and how high the industry was on him. And they kind of killed this kid's career. Like it was negligence in real time at Fort Myers, Florida. And they didn't even speak to it that day. I mean, you think about the last time this kid threw a pitch in the Orioles organization, for as accomplished as he was, the manager couldn't get his ass to the ballpark on time. The GM was nowhere to be found. The PR staff let him come out and talk after
that
he was
something.
Clearly hurt. Nobody on that coaching staff saw him looking and throwing awkwardly and bad in the bullpen, as he said he did, and stopped him. And nobody, when he threw 89.5 with a four-seamer for the first time, ran out to the mound and nipped that in the butt. It was such organizational malfeasance from a Bush League organization that I called out in real time. Nobody else in this town would. We spent the whole week talking about it because I said, this kid is not going to pitch for them this year. Watch. This kid is going to end up having a star-crossed career here from here on out. Watch. They come out 2 days later and say, we think it's nothing. But how many times did we hear it's the lat, it's not the lat?
Yeah.
They couldn't even get their story straight about what it was.
That was fun.
So why do I bring all that up? Because I think the kid was done with them. Yeah. If I was the agent, I tried to get his agent to come on here. His agent's a coward, I think. Like I gave his agent numerous times to come here and talk about the way they're handling your client. He didn't want to say anything about it. I'm sure we'll hear plenty about it after the fact.
On foul territory. Yeah.
Like, I bring all that up to say I think this well was poison.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was going to trust whatever new iteration of the Orioles pitching science staff to fix him, nor should he at this point. And so he had to go. But to get to a point where you take somebody who, the way they're talking about the kid, Yesavage, when he got called up, was the way, that was Grayson.
Yes.
3 years ago. And to go from that to, we're going to get 1 year of service from a 31-year-old, late-blooming, power-hitting, but swing-and-miss outfielder. Like, that's what you turned him into. Again, you're a Bush League organization run by a Bush League GM. And this is a Bush League move. You could have traded Grayson Rodriguez. This is what it came down to. We went from gas cans at Bowie to renting 1 year of Taylor Ward, coming off a year in which everything was a career year. The OPS plus wasn't. The OPS wasn't. But the home runs were. The RBIs were. I think it's another blight on them as an organization, because I said all along, this guy does not know how to manage major league assets. And here we go. Yet another person is leaving this organization who they could have sold high on numerous times, or they could have got a look at him as a bullpen guy before they did this. But saying all that, you know, Ward's is a useful bat. But this is a hell of a way to, when you have no pitching, this is a hell of a way to run your organization.
Looking at it in the prism of 2026, it improves the club. I can say that, and I've been saying, gosh, going back to the summer, if I'm Mike Elias, I'm operating under the assumption that Grayson Rodriguez is not going to throw a pitch for me in 2026.
Don't call him your ace again.
So I'm not going to change my status on any of that. But doing a lot of thinking with it all, and I think you summed up the come up with Grayson really well, Jason. Heck, I was saying in the bullpen, it's crazy. A couple years ago, you're thinking DL Hall, Grayson Rodriguez are two top guys, and they're both not here and probably both going to be bullpen guys and suffered injury after injury. But thinking of this trade, though, and maybe this is a different spin, maybe this is a different way of looking at it, because they definitely did not do him right in terms of how they handled him. And Jason, even going back to how many down on the farm segments did we do 3-4 years ago? Why
pulled
are they
him
not
after 65 pitches?
Why are
again?
They not pushing him more?
Boy,
why are
never
they
let him pitch into the seventh.
Why isn't he here?
Why won't they build him up or bring him up here instead of waste him in Napa?
And both the things can be true. And it is, you get a guy that's just 1 year of control and Grayson's 4 years. And look, if you're the Angels, you're going to take that lottery ticket and maybe you can catch lightning in a bottle and he can stay healthy. But looking at this from a Mike Elias point of view, this is the first trade I think that he's made that has a legitimate shot of blowing up in his face. And I'm not saying that as a negative. I'm saying it as, could this be the first sign that maybe he is changing a little bit? I don't know. It's a different spin,
yeah.
But he's not making this trade last year. He's not.
I feel like with this whole situation, and I agree, they ruined him.
No, last year he told you Grayson was their opening day starter. We're literally not even a year removed from that's how they sold their horse bleep offseason. Yes. Grayson is an ace in the making. That's an opening day starter. That's a frontline guy.
Yes. And here we are a year later, and I think they're
running a 32-year-old for a year.
They think he's cooked.
Oh, now,
and they've been wrong a lot
yes.
in the last couple of years. But this trade tells me they think he's never going to be healthy.
Totally.
And so so they make this trade. In a vacuum, I like Taylor Ward, but this is a TBD trade for me. Like, you show me what else you're going to do. To me, a real organization, you make a move like this, this screams they're signing pitching. Now, real pitching, not Charlie Morton, like real pitching, because you've just traded a pitcher in an area of need for a hitter. And it also signals that they're going to have to trade an outfielder. Like, they got six outfielders right now. They're going to have to deal an outfielder. So I think it's a sign that they change, but it's a, like, we're going to have to see more from them.
It's November 19th. This is the infancy of the offseason. That's just my initial viewpoint of this trade. And both things can be true. They totally mishandled him time after time after time on the come up to the majors and really drastically altered his career. But this is a move that we haven't seen Mike make.
We got a massive show and a lot to talk about. Obviously, this trade hitting last night. Ravens back on the practice field. Lamar Jackson among players not practicing for the Ravens. We'll get to them in just a little bit. But guess-wise, Tim Murray from VSiN, or his college football best bets at 3:30. Andy Koska, we asked him to come on before this trade was made. So what does he think of the Grayson Rodriguez-Taylor Ward trade and what else could be coming? And Ben McDonald, he knows pitching. He's part of Masson, Orioles broadcast. What does he think of this deal and the start of this offseason? Ben joins us at 5.
Yeah. A lot of Ravens, a lot of Orioles. That's where we are on a day that I don't think any of us necessarily saw coming.
No.
And look, I don't think Grayson had a future here.
No.
But this is... this.
It's funny, I know we're like, way behind.
You would have told me 3 years ago they're going to trade him for Taylor Ward in his walk year.
Yeah,
like, crazy.
I'd have been like, and what are the other three things they got in return?
Yeah, I think it also tells you what they've done. Like he's.
Oh, I think he's damaged good.
Yeah,
but totally. I still think worst case scenario, he's a plus high leverage arm. Maybe not a closer.
Yeah,
but I think at worst. If you know anything about pitching, and the problem for him is, I'm not sure the Angels do.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm Grayson Rodriguez, that's you give me a list of, like, the 15, my top 15 choices of where I could land. The Angels ain't making the cut.
No.
But I do think, at the very least, that is a swing and miss high leverage relief arm.
Coming up next, the other side of the deal. What does Taylor Ward bring to the Orioles? We're going to tell you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
X here on the Fan. Orioles made the trade last night. We talked about the Grayson Rodriguez part of it in the first segment. So Taylor Ward. Taylor Ward last year hit 36 homers, drove in 103 runs, did walk 75 times, batted 228. On base of 317. Don't love the batting average. You know that's my thing. But he's 31 years old, so he's a little older than you may think. And he's in the last year of a deal. Yeah. What do you think? And by the way, he's hit 61 homers the last 2 years, and he's been healthy. So what do you think of Taylor Ward?
But he's moving to a ballpark where we all know the narrative about right-handed hitting this ballpark.
Will it go into his head like it did some others? Like Ron Moncrief?
But it is hard. Look,
at least
Anaheim,
moved in a little.
That marine layer, like, it's a tough place to hit the ball to left field too, as well. This is what it tells me. They telegraph everything. We just went from hearing how many different insiders saying they're going to be in on this and in on that. Pete Alonso, Bellinger. Oh, they're talking to everybody. We had Jim Bowden on yesterday. I think they're talking to Kyle Tucker. Come on.
Talk to his agent. Maybe they said hi.
So they get it all out there. Like, we're in on everybody. Then they sell as low as possible on Grayson Rodriguez to bring in a rental who's going to cost them 1 year, $13 million. There's no future money involved in it, which they love. My God, these venture capitalist guys, they love having nothing hanging over their head. It takes them out of the stuff they were never in anyway, which is getting a bat that you control for multiple years that you can build around. This isn't having Kyle Tucker for the next 5 years, knowing that guy's going to hit third every night and deliver. No, we're going to take a shot on Ward off a career year on the cheap for 1 year, but it takes us out of all that. So we don't have to spend the billionaire's money on any of those bats now because we got Taylor Ward for 1 year.
13.
And here's the problem, too. He can't play a lick of center field. No. And it's their type. It's power over contact. It's good on base, but it's not special on base. He can't run a lick and he can't field. Like, good luck to whoever's pitching on the days when Ward's in left and Paul Bunyan's in right.
That's like, your guy.
His range factor, 54th percentile. Another guy in an outfield who can't throw the ball. So we got Kowser who's got an arm and can't throw it to the right base. We got O'Neill who can't even get to the ball. We got an infielder that we're trying to turn into a fourth outfielder. This guy's in the 12th percentile in arm value. And he offers really nothing in terms of base running or athleticism.
Is there a world, Jason, where Beavers is the third outfielder and O'Neill is platooning at DH with Basayo left-right?
No, Beavers better be playing every... Beavers should be their leadoff hitter. Do I trust them to get around to that? Yeah. Do I trust them to start with that? I don't know. But so you got an everyday left fielder who's not going to give you fielding value. He's not going to give you throwing value. He's not going to give you running value. His on base you can certainly live with, but it's not a carrying tool. And look, he's coming off his best season as a run producer.
Mm-hmm.
That year looks different than others. I mean, the reality for his career is he's 11% better than the average major league hitter. I mean,
three of the last 4 years been healthy. Yeah, he's hit over 20 bombs.
I don't hate who he is.
Crushes lefties.
But it's not anything that they didn't already chase. It's not an indicator of me of anything different. It's left field O'Neill.
It's semantics on one thing, and I know what you're trying to say. I would argue they sold Grayson as high as possible at this point because his value is so sunk by all the injuries. Like, this is...
You could have established him as a relief pitcher and then traded him for whatever.
I think the other part of it is I think they needed to be divorced, unfortunately.
Well, they probably did. But you could also live in a world where let's bring him to camp. Let's let the scouts start looking at him again. Mm-hmm. Let's tell them, hey, go out there and get three outs in this C-team game and let loose. And guess what? We've signed Cal. This is what a real organization is. We went and got a real bat who we know is going to be here more than 6 months. That's what a real organization would have done. Not these frauds. Rent Taylor Ward for a year to play left field when we need an everyday center fielder for the next 2 or 3 years.
They got Colton Cowser.
Yeah, he's Cowser's, got a section. Cowser's definitely he's got a section starter now and center.
He's got the corral. What is it, the corral?
No. Like, if this was Taylor Ward what's going into his age 28 season, I'd be like, all right, well, that at least there's some conviction there, and he's going to be cheap for a few years, and you've got some control. If this isn't a great park for him, maybe you flip him for something else when your team sucks again at the deadline, because your team pretty much always sucks at the deadline. It's not even that.
Last 2 years.
We put up a poll on IA105.7 The Fan, a couple polls, but the first one. Mike Elias inherited the premier right-handed pitching prospect in MLB, never built up his arm, couldn't develop him, another blight on the organization's long history of failures in this regard. So, Birdland, what do you think of flipping Grayson for a 1 year of Taylor Ward? Very split, over 250 votes in already. This is live until tomorrow. Meh, 38.6%. It sucks, 37%, and I love it, 24.4%.
I love it. Yeah, I went meh.
Yeah, I think it's hard to go sucks or love it when this is the reality. And that's not considering everything in the lead up with Grayson, but it's just, we don't know. Grayson, he could continue to break down in with the Angels right when he gets there.
Yeah. And as Jason pointed out, the Angels aren't the greatest pitching organization of all. Like, he's going to a place that might be worse. As far as developing pitchers,
they traded these guys, Bradish.
They did.
Now they also traded them 8 other arms that have turned into nothing.
Yes,
because they wanted was Angels arms.
Didn't they also draft all arms one year?
Yeah, 2021 drafted like 19 or 20 pitchers. Yeah.
You got another poll there, Bon?
We'll save that for TM.
Oh, okay.
That's a tease.
Coming up next, Ravens on the practice field, but there were numerous Ravens not practicing. Who didn't practice, and how are we concerned? We'll tell you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Here on The Fan. Ravens back on the practice field. I'll give you the good news first. Marlon Humphrey and Justice Hill both practicing.
That's good.
And Jason, you mentioned what a big loss Justice Hill is. It looks like he did practice limited on Friday and now back on Wednesday. So maybe that's optimistic that he'll play Sunday. Marlon back after a week of the surgery. That's good. But here's the bad news. Lamar Jackson not practicing. Kyle Hamilton not practicing. Roquan Smith, Rashad Bateman, Ronnie Stanley, Andrew Voorhees, Isaiah Likely, and Keon Martin all not practicing today. Now, they do have two games in 5 days. Maybe they're massaging the practice with guys with bumps and bruises, but any of this concerning to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, I think we've reached the point in time with Lamar where I told you guys, I think Wednesdays are going to be maintenance days. The problem is if then Thursdays are limited too, now your quarterback who's not in great form, who doesn't have a good offensive line in front of him, who doesn't have the full playbook available to him because of people like Bateman not being available and then just the scope of the offense. And he's not able to practice really at all. And you just had this sort of like lull where you played once in 19 games and now it feels like you're playing a divisional game every 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's ideal. No. That's frankly problematic.
Yeah, for sure. Lamar, and he's missed practice in the past, but when you're seeing it back-to-back weeks now, and you're right, I think this is going to be a situation where they're going to have to massage the situation throughout the season, but I think the fact that they have that game next Thursday is a big factor in some of these. And look, would it surprise me if one or two of these guys get held out because of the quick turnaround? No, not at all, especially considering they're 13.5-point favorites against the Jets. The likely one is interesting, too, and we don't know the injury yet because the injury report will come out in a couple of hours, but likely hasn't been
think Harbs
right.
Will tell us much when he talks?
No, I don't think we're getting the cheery Harbs today at the podium.
That's a great question.
Good question, yeah, Jeff. No. But the likely one I'm interested
and
about
where's
is
Justice
Stanley.
Hill? What are we saying about Justice
Hill? He's practicing.
Yeah, he's we don't know if he's fully practicing.
We don't, yeah. But he did practice
he's
limited on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good sign because he was limited Friday now back out there Wednesday.
Yeah. No, likely to me, even if he's not having the season we all thought he was going to have, that having that body out there
mm-hmm.
is a big deal. And again, I think he's their number two outside receiver now. Even pretending, I always said pretending he's a tight end is kind of pretending, but especially under these current circumstances, why you wouldn't just flex him out all the time and try to get him a matchup and not even have him worry about pretending to block because he still doesn't really block. But if he's not there, then now, you know, I guess it might become the D-Hop. What does it look like when D-Hop runs 40 routes on a Sunday?
Also, anytime Stanley's held out, and these past couple of weeks he's been held out on Fridays
for rest days.
Yeah. So the fact that he's not practicing
today. I do wonder, I think that, and we'll find out when the injury report comes out, but I do wonder a guy like Ronnie, and they've been massaging this ankle, I think that they're factoring in the two games in 5 days and maybe giving him an extra day to get off his feet, is my guess, because he came out of that game. Pretty sure he talked in the locker room afterwards. Like, I mean, he came out of
he's
there.
Another one. I don't think Ronnie's going to practice on another Wednesday unless things get really.
But they usually give him a Friday. He's missed the last two Fridays.
Saying, yeah, but Fridays, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Wednesday's more of a work
sure.
day.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it could switch.
Yeah.
We're heading quickly. Into December. I think it could switch from Friday to Wednesday.
Oh, totally. And Ronnie coming off a pretty poor game. The whole offensive line struggled.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett's good. Yeah, he had two of the four sacks when he was facing Ronnie.
So, yeah, they've got a whole bunch of guys off. Now, they're sitting currently as a 13.5-point favorite against the New York Football Jets this Sunday. So I wonder how much – and again, Harbs ain't going to tell us much today, but one of the things he probably will tell us is how good a football team the Jets are.
Sure.
So maybe their internal calculus is like, do they – like, can we afford to rest a guy here and there because we have another football game a week from tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Jets obviously have parted with some talent.
Yeah.
But they can get it cranked up a little bit and get after you, and especially against a bad offensive line. They've got some guys, I think, who'll be hunting sacks.
Yeah, they got McDonald and Johnson.
At this point in their season, there's no, like, you're kind of, If you're a Jet, you're not even playing for your coach, because I think the coach's ship has sailed. I mean, he can't even give a straight answer about a quarterback at this point. I think so. You're really just playing for your numbers, like you're playing for your individual film. And again, you're a 14-point underdog, which means you're probably going to be chasing this game maybe sooner rather than later. And so you're only going to get so many chances to rush the passer because they're just going to hand the ball off in the second half. So if I'm Aaron Glenn, I'm coming out. I'm looking at this recent film of Lamar and that O-line, and I'm bringing six all the time, and I'm running twists and stunts and seeing if these guards can get their heads out of their backsides.
I'm curious. You mentioned Aaron Glenn, and his dealing with the media has been interesting to be nice. He's a guy who played in New York, so he gets the media. He's been looking for a head coaching job for a long time, finally gets one. Like, are you surprised at how poorly he's been? Like, he knows the market.
Yeah, doesn't look like a good fit at all. And working for Woody Johnson is never going to be a good fit. Like, that's just the reality. There have been some people who did really good things in this castle who went up there to Long Island or whatever, and northern New Jersey where the headquarters are, and couldn't get out of their own way because you're working for Woody Johnson. I mean, Rex was okay for a minute.
Yeah,
a couple
back
of years.
Back-to-back AFC title games.
Real fast.
Sanchez.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Joe Douglas, you can ask some people about up there. It's a mess. So I don't think Woody Johnson's going to hire a successful head coach. I don't think there's going to be a successful head coach of the Jets while he's the owner. But I also don't think they're all going to flame out in a year. And I think this one's flaming out in a year.
It's certainly looking like it. Look, they just picked up their first win not that long ago. Where they start 0-6, 0-7.
They won two straight games.
Yeah, they did. They did. Against the AFC North teams, the Bengals and Browns.
Looking to continue that streak against the AFC North. They take on the Ravens on a Sunday. Remember, Baltimore Game Day on Central. Pregame show live from the Horseshoe Casino this Sunday at 10 a.m. First hour, me and Bob Haney. And then the Bone.
It's been a while.
Vinny Serrato, Mike Preston, hours 2 and 3. Coming up next, though, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
Ken, you mentioned this in the open, getting back to the Grayson Rodriguez trade. For a normal organization, it would be a precursor to spending some real money on a possible free agent or two. Are we expecting Mike Elias to follow through with that? We have a poll up, and heck, if you want to call in, 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Orioles made their first major move of the offseason, trading Grayson Rodriguez to the Angels for Taylor Ward. And we've been saying they definitely need to bring in a bat. Should they bring in another bat? We're going to get into that later on in the show. But focusing on the pitching now, and I've been saying for a while, I was not counting on Grayson Rodriguez throwing a pitch for the Orioles in 2026. But you still need to add to the starting rotation. You got Trevor Rogers. You got Kyle Bradish. You feel really good about that 1-2. Dean Kramer, he's going to slot in. If he ends up being your number five, you feel good about that. He hits the post. He stays healthy. He eats innings. You get a four or five ERA. Yes. You know what you get in Mean Dean. So you need two other starters. And now you would think this would be the time where Mike Elias goes after a free agent starting pitcher. The largest contract that the Orioles have given out to a starting pitcher in the history of their franchise, Alex Cobb, 2018.
That was fun.
4 years, $57 million. We put up a poll on IA1057 The Fan. Got a couple polls up there on Twitter. The trade of Grayson Rodriguez should be a precursor for the Orioles to spend real money in free agency on a starting pitcher. Do you expect the O's to sign a starting pitcher to a true multi-year deal, not opt-out craziness, with an annual value pushing $18 million? Still very early on in this poll, but yes at 63%, no at 37%. Now, there's still the possibility they could pull off a trade and they don't go the free agent route. We brought up Freddie P earlier in the week.
That's your guy, Jason.
With the Brewers, which would be very interesting, and they would love his price tag of just $8 million on a club option. Maybe this is me being insane, and maybe I'm just getting hook, line, and sinker brought in again. Like, they have to. They They need to spend real money this offseason. Like, just to get back to where they were last year, around $160 million. After arbitration, they're projected to be a little more than 90. They have to give one of these guys a contract. It would be asinine for them not to be. But maybe I'm just an idiot and I
said to you guys last week, I feel like I'm Charlie Brown with the football. I think they're signing two guys.
I don't know if I'll go that far, but that would be awesome. I'd love to see it.
Like, I think they're signing one of these high-end guys and then a mid-range guy. But I think it's two multi-year deals, and I'll be the first guy to raise my hand and say they fooled me again if it's Charlie Morton 2.0. Like Max Scherzer would be the Charlie Morton 2.0.
I think it's Michael King. I mean, I'm going back to my notes from when we started talking about free agency. I mean, I thought they would sign Michael King, and if they signed a second guy, it would be somebody like Giolito or Martin Perez or Dustin May. But, like, I mean, even Michael King, like, he's a quality pitcher.
He had a nerve
issue. This guy was and was toiling in the Yankees bullpen not that long ago.
Maybe figured something out.
I mean, and he did. And he was great in San Diego.
Yeah.
Tremendous pitcher's ballpark.
Yeah.
Great bullpen behind him.
Yes.
At very athletic team behind him. Literally shortstops all over the place on that team.
Yes.
So I'm just saying. And he's coming to the AL East. So where he was with the Yankees, and they thought he was a bullpen arm.
Teams like
I'm not saying I'm against it.
No,
but like I'm also don't go throwing a parade if they sign Mike.
I'm not throwing a parade.
They sign Michael King. It's like okay.
I'm just saying spending real money.
I don't think it's going to be any more than that.
But Bone and I, during the break, we were talking about Kevin Gausman, and the Orioles traded Kevin Gausman, and then he sucked in Atlanta, and he sucked in Cincinnati. And then he figured something out in San Francisco, and now he's pitching the AL East and pitching well. So I think there is a possibility that Michael King figured something out.
But like, I think we're also warped from the fact that, because it's not Jordan Lyles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not Kyle Gibson again.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. I mean, signing Michael King ain't going for it. It's checking a box.
Well, it's what else they do beyond that, absolutely.
Yeah, if they just brought in King, and ESPN put out projections for all of their top 50 free agents, and the projection for a contract for King, 3 years, $57 million.
Exactly.
Merrill Kelly would be a very...
Well, remember, we had Bowden on yesterday. He said
Zach Gallen. And Gallen's projection, 4 years, $76 million. This is ESPN.
Yeah, like, I mean, to me, Michael King is a $20 million guy, and because of the variance with his arm and how late he became a starter and everything else, you probably only have to give him 3 years, where these other guys are going to want five, and maybe some take four, but most are going to want five or six. Whoop-de-doo. Like, that'd be nice. Like, he finally did a real contract, I guess. Like, in year eight, way to go.
So let me ask you a hypothetical. Say they sign Gallen and King. How are you feeling about that?
That's a different story. Yeah. I'll believe it.
I just want to throw it in the
when
ether.
When I see it. Now, that would be trying. Wouldn't be checking a box. That would be trying.
I don't want to speak for you, but you're not thinking they're going after Framber.
I think they're going to try, but they're going to, it's not good. Like, they have a connection to him.
Yes, of course.
So I think they're going to try.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to succeed, because what history has taught me with these guys is to put it in Jason's terms, they don't want to win. They'll finish second or third for Framber. But I think they'll try.
His projection, ESPN, 6 years, $168 million. I don't see them swimming in those waters.
No. No, imagine he blows out his arm in year two and he's on the books for four more years and he's got to answer to a guy who got a free scoreboard built for him and then complained about $60 million from Posai, who sold his ski chalet for $20 million, and he's worried about Sam making $60 over the next 13 years or whatever.
Paid $20 million for a book.
8 years.
Paid $20 million for a book and he's worried about a hurt pitcher.
I don't think he wants to give anybody more than 3 years.
Mike Elias said the ownership is willing to go well in the red.
Yes,
that was his quote. That was his quote. Yeah. He said that.
That was.
He also said liftoff 5 years ago.
He did say liftoff.
That wasn't 5 years ago. It was a solid three.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago. Yeah. Liftoff. And then he also said Grayson was going to be their ace last year. So that happened.
Did he say backbone of the turnaround?
He did not say that. No. I think Adley was that guy. Yeah, that sources say.
Ben must not have been listening.
Coming up next. No, he was not. We get back to the Ravens. And the Ravens' defense has been much better of late, and their run defense has been better of late. Are we buying the Ravens' run defense? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.